Our readings this morning help us to see that Jesus was born a child, but that was not his beginning. He was born into time. He was born into humanity, but that is only the continuation of his story. The writer of Hebrews says that he is begotten of the Father in timeless eternity. He quotes Psalm 2 to explain this profound truth. The Father says, "You are my Son. Today I have begotten you." John reminds us there was never a time he was not the Son. His relationship with God the Father is, was, and will always be one of a kind in heaven and on earth. The Son is God. He is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is not created. He has no beginning. He has no end. The today, "In today I have begotten you," is the eternal now, the timelessness of the kingdom of heaven in which God dwells. The Father created the worlds through the Son, the writer of Hebrews says. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all this by the powerful word. His years will never come to an end. And one day, on our timeline of history, he will come back in glory to make all things new. In our reading from John, he is the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Christmas is the celebration of God's eternal gift, which intersects with our time and our space in human history at the birth of the child born of a virgin. But it is also a celebration of God's eternal gift that still intersects with us today, in this place, in this moment. This is the mystery of the incarnation, the Word made flesh, eternal God taking on our humanity by being born a baby in a manger. He still comes to us by his Spirit, through word and sacrament. It should humble us that we cannot fully understand, we cannot grasp these profound truths with our finite minds. He was in the world, John says, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. Just as in Jesus' day when he was born, sometimes we also do not trust what we do not understand. Or we reject the faith because we do not recognize what was under our noses all of the time. The Word became flesh. But if the miracle escapes us, we'll remain in unbelief. But he is the true light, which enlightens everyone. And he has come into the world, and thanks be to God that he takes the initiative to enter our world and to give us a spiritual rebirth. He is the eternally begotten who is now born into our time, into our space. He is with us in our today. just as he is in God's eternal now. Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the reason for every season, not just these few weeks each winter, because each and every day he is born into our hearts. When God adopts us through the water, the word, and the spirit of holy baptism, he is born into our nows through the word of scripture. He is born into our relationships through true Christian fellowship and encouragement. He is born into our weeks through the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Holy Communion. He is born into our todays through prayer. He is the eternally begotten one. And the day draws near when we will be born anew in the world to come. When we fall asleep in Jesus and leave this world, or better yet, when he comes back again in glory to make all things new. This is he whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now he shines, the long expected. Let creation praise its Lord evermore and evermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.